What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
What are we talking about today, Tim?
Today we are talking about, what are we talking about today, JP? How hard it is to become a U.S. citizen. That's what we're talking about. I almost forgot for a second, man.
Difficulties in getting a green card, difficulties in becoming a permanent U.S. citizen. All the hoops you gotta jump through.
Hoops, man, that is not even the word for it. Hurdles, hoops, yoga, rings of fire.
Olympic gymnastics.
Man, that's real.
Before we get to that, we'll tell you a little bit about The Positive Truth. We're an uplifting and positive, basically news podcast. We do uplifting and positive news every Monday and Wednesday, audio only on iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, and SoundCloud. On Friday, we do an audio visual episode, like this one, where you can see Tim's pretty face. And we talk about an issue, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. Today, we're talking about difficulties becoming a U.S. citizen. Why are we talking about it, Tim?
We're talking about it because it's extremely difficult and people think it's really easy. There's plenty of people out there, which I know we've all came across, where they think, like, why don't you just get your papers? You're here illegally. And we hate the term illegally, don't we, JP? What would we prefer to say?
Undocumented?
Exactly. So from now on this podcast and from now on in your life, let's stop saying illegal alien. Let's start saying undocumented, because that's what they are. They're undocumented human beings. They're not from Mars, people. Let's get it together. That being said, man, a lot of people think it's like, just go apply, wait a couple weeks, and you get your green card in the mail. And we both know it's not like that. That's why we have a bunch of facts right now, don't we, JP?
I mean, it's like, there's this concept of, like, you should just get in line.
That is very true.
And, like, there is no line, and regular channels don't include a lot of people. And then on top of that, there's just difficulties and hoops and payments and lawyers, just so you can know which hoop to jump through.
Indeed.
So before you start talking about the green card, I was gonna do the difference between a work visa and a green card. A work visa is a permit, so you can remain in the US for some time. It even paved the way for you applying for a green card. Mm-hmm. However, with the visa, your permanent residence is still outside of the US with a green card. However, you become a permanent resident of the US. You can stay and work in the U.S. indefinitely. Okay. Green card also refers to the immigration process of becoming a permanent resident. The green card serves as proof of its holder. It's basically they're an LPR, a lawful permanent resident, and have been granted immigration benefits. And they have permission to reside and take employment in the U.S. So let's start talking about some of these difficulties.
Let's start talking about it, man. Fact number one that I have: there are only 57 immigration courts in the United States. Only 57. Now, some people, that might be a lot, but think about that.
No.
There's 50 states, right? Let's just say there's one in each state. Let's say, you know, Texas, Arizona, these southern states, you know, they got a couple. Two. Literally, two. Think about how many undocumented people there are out there. How many people have registered. There's people waiting years because there's only 57 courts. And on top of that, whenever you go to immigration court, you don't get a lawyer like you do here in the United, like normally at regular courthouses. You don't get a public defender. You're on your own if you can't afford to pay for one. And most people can't afford a lawyer, period. So there's only 57 immigration courts. You're not getting a lawyer. And on top of that, it just gets worse. The United States government spends less than 2% on immigration courts. That being said, there's only 57 courts and there's not enough judges on top of that. Most judges, their backlog was almost at all immigration courts together, their backlog was at 500,000. Most judges are seeing over 1,500 cases a year, and they can be fired if they don't handle them fast enough. So in other words, 1,500 cases a year, think about how many days there are in a year. There's only 365 days in a year. So they're seeing a ton of cases.
Like five a day?
Exactly. And they're not even paying attention to them fully. That's the bad part about it, JP. It gets way worse than that. Check this out. So there's been cases where the judge isn't there. The judge is out of state. They're on Skype. The the person is on the telephone.
Well, Skype is perfect, right? There's never any audio issues or visual issues
not at
with
all.
Skype.
We've never dealt with that at all. We've never dealt with that at all. That being said, but there's been times where the judge was on Skype, the person was on the phone, like on speakerphone, and they were using a translator that was also on speakerphone. Like, nobody was inside the courtroom, and they did it like that. That's how bad it is, because there's just not enough judges. There's not enough people wanting to do that kind of work. So now you have all these people that are applying to be citizens. There's more and more people coming into the United States trying to apply for their green card, right?
Yeah.
More and more, and it's growing. So if we don't have anybody at these immigration courts, what are they supposed to do? They're just supposed to get their green card and get out of line? No, they're still in line, guys. There's no line. It's just a halt. It's a brick wall.
On top of that, like, because there's so little courts, sometimes you have to get a lawyer just to know what legal documents and hoops to jump through just to get there.
It's almost impossible to do it without a lawyer.
It's basically impossible to do it without a lawyer. That might cost you $6,500 over the course.
Maybe even more. I know people that played over 10 grand altogether.
And then you're waiting for how long in these courts?
Sometimes 10, 11, 12, 13 years.
And if you don't make it, you're automatically kicked out?
Exactly.
It's kind of terrifying.
The sad part is, sometimes...
And if you get in any sort of trouble in America before then, you got a traffic ticket, you got to go.
That's true. That is true. I mean...
So, you have to pay for a lawyer. You're not being provided one. So they can even get you there because the hoops and the paperwork is so difficult to get there in the first place that you need a lawyer. Then you're going to be put on wait for, let's just say, a decade. And then you're going to get in this courtroom and they still might be like, you don't want to be here, we don't care. It's kind of terrifying. And that's just getting a green card, right?
That's just a green card.
It's not even becoming a U.S. citizen.
No, it's not even taking that test that most Americans can't pass today.
Have you ever taken the test?
No, sir.
I got an 18 out of 20. I missed one I shouldn't have missed, but it was one of those ones where I clicked on it. I was like, oh, that's the wrong one. Instantly, I was like, can I go back? Oh, I can't.
JP, you read a lot, man. I'm positive you would pass that every time. You definitely read a lot.
But so whenever I was doing my research, I let you handle the green card.
Yes, sir.
Because I was learning that there's basically only three routes to becoming, there's basically three in immigration in the United States, being a temporary or permanent basis. You can only go employment way, family, or humanitarian. And each one of them is limited in their own ways. So if you go through employment, America only allows 140,000 employment-based immigrants a year. 140,000. And then they're sectioned off, only 20,000 farmer jobs, only 20,000 retail jobs, only 5 to 10 over here.
There's only a cutoff.
Okay, 10,000 electric engineers, 5 over here for big time CEO jobs. And so if you're coming over here and you haven't had an education and you're just I need a job, you actually have to have the job before you can even apply to get your green card.
So you have to get hired before you can get your green card. And it's not even a guarantee that you're gonna get?
And become a U.S. citizen, yeah. So you're going to a job interview. You're selling them on your worth. And after you hire me, I'm gonna go through the course and try to become a permanent U.S.-based citizen or get a green card. And there's only, let's say, 10,000 jobs. You're competing against everybody. So if you're not on point, you're not getting in.
Man, and people make it seem like it's so easy. A lot of people really believe
there's
it's
a limited
easy.
Number, though.
There's a cutoff number. What's the cutoff number? Do you have it?
140,000 a year. There are a lot of cutoffs. I'm just starting on the cutoff.
Keep it going, JP. Let's hear.
So the other way is through family members, which is the cutoff for this is 226,000. So this is, let's say you come undocumented to the United States, you have a child, gets married, so now they're permanent citizen, they can get their green card. Mm-hmm. Now you can apply to do this. That's at 226,000. And from each country each year, they only allow a maximum of 7%. So Mexico, China, Philippines, they only get 7% of immigrants each year. So if you're from a country like that, you're gonna be on a waiting list for a while. It doesn't matter which route you choose. If you're going employment, humanitarian, or through family relocation, oh, well, you're from El Salvador, you're gonna have to wait 5 years because we only allow 7% of each year, so don't do anything till then. You're just not gonna have your green card, you're not gonna be a permanent citizen. That's kind of terrifying too. And then there's humanitarian, like basically refugees. That ceiling's at 85,000 a year.
85,000.
85. So, backlogs and waits, it's gonna take a while.
Yeah, it's gonna, the backlog numbers is just gonna keep growing.
There's one other way, and it's basically, it's a lottery. But if you're from a country that has had 7%, like if you're from Mexico, and they've had 7% of their immigration people go in, like come in.
Not in the lottery.
Yeah, you can't go in the lottery.
So and they're basically teasing you. You know that commercial. You gotta be quicker than that. Like, that's basically what they're doing. Oh, you should apply in the 70s when you weren't born yet.
And then all the, and there's like a million, there's basically it's 10,000 people, but a million people apply each year. And then whenever you, if you get in, you still, you're only getting a visa. You're not getting a green card.
So you're only allowed there for a limited time?
Pretty much. But then hopefully you can go, you can buy a lawyer, go through the hoops, get in those 57 immigration courts. Then you got a green card. Then you might be a citizen.
Maybe, if you don't mess up, don't get pulled over. And if, you know, you don't get pulled over if you're brown in the United States, man. Never will. Be like, man, come on.
Have you? I'm just don't touch that, JP.
All right, we're good. Let's keep it going.
So, basically, in conclusion, unauthorized immigrants who want to become citizens in the United States, they can't just get in line. There are lines, but there are a large number of aspiring immigrants that are not eligible for any of them or on the backlog for a decade. Even like a prospective immigrant that meets every requirement, has an education, everything, they can wait for a long time. So how are we gonna change this issue for the better?
Well, since we can't, you know, afford to buy everybody a lawyer, we can talk about it. We can spread the word if you hear somebody saying anything negative about an undocumented person, about, oh, why don't you just get your papers, since you've heard this podcast, since you know we look up everything that we talk about, there's facts behind it, just cut them off right then and there, like, hold up, it's not as easy as you think. You have no idea how hard it could be coming from another country, walking across the desert, and whatever you had to walk through without eating, drinking, not drinking water for 3 days, just to come over here to get a job to help better your family. Like, a lot of us, we're spoiled. You know, we have iPhones. They had, you know, those dial phones, the one, two, you know what I mean? Like, we're so spoiled in this generation.
We're just safer in general than they are.
Yeah.
Clean water.
Exactly.
Access to grocery stores that no matter what time of year still have food all the time.
Exactly. We don't have to farm like they had to back then, you know? Everything's so different. And for us to talk negatively over somebody that may be 45, 60 years old, that came from Mexico, that all they want to do is better their family, now they have children that, you know, say they're born here. Yeah, they're still undocumented, but for us to talk negative about them, we don't know their story. So let's nick that in the butt, like, ASAP. We could all do that, because I know a lot of people hear other people talking negatively about Hispanics or, you know, anybody that's an immigrant.
They just call them lazy. They just don't want to do this. They just don't want to do that. They just don't want to learn English. They just don't want to, they don't want to become a U.S. citizen. They don't want to pay taxes, all this other stuff.
You hear that on a daily basis, don't you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Restaurant business.
But, I mean, just in general, like, it's really hard to change this topic. So next episode, we're going to talk about decriminalizing immigrants. But just in general, just learning that this, there's just incredible difficulties to becoming a U.S. citizen.
We'll start at that same sentence.
Oh my god, two-pieced.
I'm gonna be able to watch Power Rangers, man. It's 8 o'clock. Let me see if she bought it or not.
I think we're still going, Tim. I like how you have the lady emoji for her.
She got him. Yeah, the... She got him. I'm going. 10:30. All
right. We rolling?
Yeah, we're about ready.
So, like, there are all kinds of difficulties becoming a U.S. citizen. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with these restrictions in place. Mm-hmm. Maybe they could be expanded upon, but it's really hard for us to do. That's going to take a lot of discussion that us here at the podcast we don't really have. So I think, as in general, we should just decriminalize them. And that's what we're going to talk about next episode. It's how I think we can change this for the better. It's going to be a two-parter. Tim, as I set him up for our positive quote, do you have a positive quote?
I do. If you can change your mind, you can change your life. William James.
Nice. If you want to support the podcast, check us out next week when we talk about decriminalizing immigrants, talk about changing this issue for the better. Just share button, like, review, subscribe, tell a friend. If they want to hear about uplifting positive news, if they want to hear about news that lowers the fear of immigrants, lowers the fear of terrorism, lowers the fear of just anyone in general, a podcast about unity and community, tell them to check us out. Give us that 5-star iTunes review. Tim, anything else?
Yeah, and just make sure you guys are following us on Facebook at The Positive True Podcast, on Twitter at TPT_podcast, on iTunes, YouTube, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Good?
We're good.
All right. Stay positive.
We're out.